This is Renegade Broadcasting.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Guess who? Dinosaur News. Beatty Boy. The name is Beatty. B-E-A-T-T-I-E. First name John. Dinosaur News. Third show coming up. Honored to be here. Certainly am honored to be here. Two solid hours. We're going to try and break the hours down by geographical area. Let's start with Canada for half an hour, 8 to 8:30. Then we'll go USA, Confederate States, 8:30 to 9. Now we're talking Eastern Standard Time here, Ontario, Canada time, same as Florida, etc. Okay, so 8:30 to 9, USA, Confederate States. 9 to 9:30, we'll cover Britain. 9:30 to 10, we'll cover other odds and ends, white patriotic nations in Europe, and I'm afraid I have to leave Australia up to Sean this week. I don't have any tidbits on Australia. Sometimes that's good news, other than their big shots hiding under the Panama umbrella as well. So what do we got for Canada? Let's get Canada out of the way. Give myself a fancy title, International Director of the British People's League. Well, I do want to thank the hosts, the other hosts, fine bunch on Renegade Broadcasting for compliments, etc. I may miss someone here and there. I use the age factor and gray hair when it's convenient, so that's what we'll say right now. If I miss complimenting someone on a good show, sometimes I can't listen to all the shows, but you know what I'm trying to say. The bottom line, I'm honored to be part of the network here. Extremely honored. Frontline fighters. Okay, so in Canada, especially in Ontario, we've had a plan for a while. We call it our VAN plan, V-A-N, our VAN plan. Let's say Ontario, has a population, I use big figures, I mean, say 9 million. Out of 9 million in Ontario, Canada, there'll be 1,000 villages, 1,000 villages. You can check on the map. Of these 1,000 villages, most of them are still 90% white, with the majority of them still 95% white. The village I'm in is 2,000 whites, 10% non-white, mixed bag, Filipino, Mexican, Hindu, you name it. They're all very good, well-behaved, because they see the majority here are good old whites, white, bright, and beautiful. So there's, say, 20 in my village. So, okay, we've got 1,000 villages. The idea is, say, on a Saturday morning, two or three vans with the young gals and guys jump out with the signs. And the signs are very simple, simply stating, keep our villages majority white. Keep our villages majority white. Now, the laws up here are so strict. If the sign said, keep our villages white, a non-white would say, I feel threatened by their signs. So we have to watch the wording. Keep our villages majority white. And the idea would be to pull up in front of, where do people yap the most in the villages up here? in Canada land. Imagine it's the same in the rest of white nations that are still white. The post office. The post office is the gossip center. So the idea is here to pull up in front of the post office. Three vans, will say, nine people jump out with the signs. And contact point, telephone number, the works. And just go pick it on the sidewalk legally for maybe 45 minutes, max, an hour. Long enough to get the message across to the gossipers in front of the post office. They'll spread the word there were some white patriots picketing to keep our village majority white. Now, we don't need commotion. There's one thing, it's not cowardly. We all know the score. The opposition love commotion, multiculturalism, the mob. Well, in the small villages, they can hardly get up enough people in a hurry, especially if it's a Saturday morning. Late enough in the morning to attract attention of the gossipers. The post office is here, still open till noon. And then on to the next village. And do a few villages that way, just as they do leafleting in Britain and in USA. Leafleting just hasn't caught on much here in Canada, that's for sure. Well, as a matter of fact, not much has caught on in Canada. We rely on all the activity of white patriots in America and Britain to show the flag. What flag would that be, John? Well, the Confederate flag is the best international white banner in the year 2016 to show who we stand up for, our white rights, etc. But the van plan we've been working on for some time. Young people come and go in the village here, sympathetic, some aren't. We have a group ready to roll, then we don't get the vans. Right now, I doubt that we could get the young people tied in because so many have left for jobs in the city. It has to be at the right time, but at least we have a plan. It's being well received. And we were asking for Hamburg money for the volunteers, the activists, hamburgers. Gotta give the young people hamburgers, maybe even some French fries. So that's the scoop. That's our van plan. So we do have at least a plan to show that there are some Canadians, some white Canadian activists who do care. Having said that, as you'll have noticed, the first two broadcasts here in Dinosaur News, we stress underground, legal underground. Now, the van plan, I still have to check out thoroughly, but I believe people could wear masks if they had to. Masks add drama. Oh, you could say, well, you know, some of the chat room will say, well, mask, you're hiding something. But, you know, people have jobs. They have families who don't need harassment at work, especially in the small villages. On the other side of the coin, van plan in small villages will show strength. And when people smell strength, they want maybe to be attached. As far as the country itself goes, I do keep an eye on grouplets. That's all we can call them here in Canada, grouplets. And I keep an eye. And I would say up front, the best legal underground in Canada is out of Calgary. You'll know who you are. And anyone in Calgary who wants to get in touch, well, if you have no way of bumping into a white patriot in Calgary, then get in touch with yours truly here, and we'll make sure someone does get in touch with you. So that's the beauty of having somebody up front, just as the brave hosts on Renegade Broadcasting. There's a contact point, but the other people, our other patriots, can, well, I'm not going to say hidden, but keep their jobs anyway. Sounds like the rest of the hosts are able to keep their jobs, and that's good. It's easy for me to talk at 74 years of age, so I'm just getting by on the old age pension. Now, on the contact point. Okay, so you want to meet somebody who's perhaps in the legal underground. So contact us at BritishCanada@gmail.com. BritishCanada@gmail.com. The actual website is at the top of the host lineup here on Renegade Broadcasting. So we're thrilled. Third show, and all the Twitches are still there. I did YouTubes for, a couple of years. But it wasn't quite the same on the nerves. You didn't have a chat room. Now, so far, I've escaped the chatters, and I say that as a compliment, an extreme compliment. You got some of the best chatters on any forums going out there in the white world. Sharp, astute. I just love the investigative abilities, as I said in previous two shows. So, there's the soul word, my first slip of the night. With the YouTubes, well, you know, 20 minutes, and you're just looking at yourself, but you don't see that chat room hovering over you if you make a slip. And I'm not repeating that to make it sound silly. That's the beauty of the chat room and the people on the chat room, especially on this chat room. They fine tune in what you're saying. If it's BS, they'll let you know. And it doesn't mean in a harsh way. They just you got to make sure your facts on this show. Or Beattie always does a qualifier, in my opinion. But for sure, the people out front, you can get in touch with if you want to meet someone in your backyard. And there is someone in your backyard. I'll never forget in Toronto, 644 Woodbine Avenue in the East End, about the year 1981. And we had sort of like a masonette. Very good to protect a masonette. No one could get right at us easily. Right next door was not a super huge apartment building, just medium size. We used to have get-togethers in the basement. So one week an old fella, yeah, I say old now, came popping by, and he had a newspaper in his hand. It was the Thunderbolt put out by Dr. Fields in the old Confederate South. I can't believe these advertisements coming across the screen here while I'm trying to concentrate. Anyway, the old guy has nothing to do with the technician of Renegade Broadcasting. It's part of the spiel now. The advertisement's in everywhere. Anyway, there was this apartment building right next door to yours truly. And there's a guy in the cause with it all the way right next door. And there are people out there. You could be sitting in a bar or coffee shop, and there could be someone engrossed in it, and they're dying to meet you. And you see that in the chat too often. You know, people are isolated. So you got to make an effort to contact someone somehow in such and such a city. If you're in the States or Britain or here in Canada, you get the drift of what I'm trying to say. And you'd be surprised that one of the people out front might just be able to put you in touch with someone. 50-mile radius isn't too bad, even by bus. It's about where I have to go to meet a few more sympathizers for the white cause. Speaking of sympathizers for the white cause, okay, I really was thrilled with the first two shows on this network. I had to celebrate. I can't afford it. In the days when I was working as a paralegal on Friday nights, I could afford a toot, let off steam. But anyway, I had to celebrate a little bit, have a couple of beers, because I was so thrilled with being on the network here. So I went to the local pub. Now, the after effects of the big C, I'm still fairly weak with a slight twitch, blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't take much beer to make me feeling pretty good, and big smile, and think I'm heading home again after listening to the locals. Now, they all know me. They all treat me with respect. They know all about me after all the newspaper attacks, which didn't do any good at all. As a matter of fact, today I spotted a reporter going to the local, that would be the county meeting. Halliburton County, where I live, is one of the largest geographical counties in Canada. It's huge. It covers a huge area. It just lives on the tourism, really. And the county building is only three buildings away from yours truly, kind of handy. So I spotted this reporter while the last attacks on my good name and my integrity, when was that? October 2014 municipal elections, when I ran for the position of deputy. Anyway, I saw a young fellow. He wasn't too bad. And I think Don Black on another network stresses that some reporters are just doing their jobs. They're not all creeps, although most of them can be. So I said, I yelled across. I was waiting for a lift to get me a bit more heating oil into the old house here, even though it's warmed up outside a bit. So I just yelled over. I thought, for the hell of it, I said, how you doing, Smiley? He looked over kind of shocked, twitched a bit, and he says, oh, not bad, Mr. Beatty. How are you? As he's strutting along with his big bulging briefcase. And I said, well, I'm staying out of your way, that's for sure. And he shot back, well, you'll have to be running again for politics to get in our path. So I said, no, 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 no. But anyway, all I'm getting at is everyone knows me inside out. So back to the bar, because I do tend to wander. As one of your first commenters said, I sure jump all over the map. So there's that bloody word again. I'm going to get a buzzer attached to my private parts to buzz every time I say that word. Okay, we're back at the bar. And a couple of glasses and the usual jokes that you get in any bar, casual talk. But I am known and I'm liked. I think a lot of them might think I'm a peculiar phenomenon, an eccentric or whatever. I remember a big shot years ago that was very sympathetic to our cause, but he used to warn me. He said, one thing to be popular, but the other thing you don't want to be known as a village idiot. And that could easily happen. So there's the word. I had a couple of glasses, a large lager, pure spring. Give you all the details, folks. And it was getting a bit boring. Couple of regulars had taken their taxi home. The waitresses weren't telling any good jokes at all. So I was getting ready after two glasses, as I say. It doesn't take much to get me feeling woozy, just, you know, to relax a bit. Suddenly in popped two young fellows, very clean cut. And sat down beside me, and you know how it is in a bar, and casually started talking. So I introduced ourselves, and the one young guy said, what'd you say your name was? I said, John Beatty. He said, you the guy that burnt that cross up the road there in the bush a few years ago? I said, yep, you're talking to him. They beamed, and oh, the one kid, well, kid, he's about 22, he said, you're famous, and oh, on a... Well, what I really want to get at is the modern age, the telephone pads, the tablets. If you're on that tablet, you're a somebody. So I said, click in Renegade Broadcasting. Well, I thought they were going to wet their pants. They had to go out where the smokers go out the back for a while to stop their giggling and jumping up and down. Because the kid came, one young fellow. Yeah, anybody under 50 is a kid to me. So one young fellow of the two, when he came back, he showed me a Klansman on his cell phone, all excited. Oh, they were just beaming. So the bottom line, it sure made me feel good. I am human like all the rest of us. It can be depressing in this battle sometimes. You wonder where it's going. Although that was more so a couple of years ago. Now, with all these various good outlets. But still, to just have two young fellows in this small teeny village sit down beside you, and they both had decent jobs. So I went in my usual speech. I don't want to scare people, but I warned them. I said, now don't get carried away on your job. Just keep your jobs. Keep it quiet in the job. Legal underground. And listen in to Renegade Broadcasting and contact whoever you wish, or contact me again if you wish. And it was so enheartening to this boy. Gads, out of the blue. What could come of it? Well, you never know. They may even want to be guests on the show someday. And so I gave him all the warnings about an alias and the whole bit. But that's tricky. I don't want to scare people, but you don't want to see them out of a job. I mean, most of the fellow hosts have got children, and they need the jobs to help feed the families, even if they have a mate and a partner, etc. Well, you get the drift. It was really heartwarming, and it still is. That's why I put it on my list to broadcast to you folks. Even though the 167 attendees at that 3-day rally, July 1st, 1989, even though they were disappointing later when none of them showed up, as I said, to help when the wife was dying or whatever. I couldn't handle three kids and the running everything. A bit of help would have. Okay. On the one hand, I was disappointed. Of course, who wouldn't be? They had the fun, but they weren't there for the rough times to pitch in. But here we have it. How many years is that? 10, 25, 26 years ago. 26, 27 years ago. Math was never my highlight. All those years ago, and this young fellow's probably 22 at the bar, so he wasn't even born. But the 167, the famous 167 attendees have paid off in a spiritual way, in a racial way, in a white power way, white, bright, and beautiful all these years. So people do talk, and I'm getting more feedback. I don't know if it's the Trump phenomenon or what, but I'm getting more feedback, more stories. I heard from one lady the other day. She asked somebody if he knew about John Beatty. And the fellow said, oh, sure, he's the guy. He used to take all the young guys to the pub on Friday nights and buy them all beer. Wow, I didn't know I made that much money. I was popular with the young folks. But hey, there's episode two, analogy two. And this is not a megalomania show. This is not a show about narcissism or John Beatty looking in his mirror. I'm just using my situation here as an example for you out there. A little old lady said that to me years and years ago. All you can be in life is a good example for others. You can bash people over the head with the truth, the news, but sometimes you've got to be a good example yourself. So that's what I've tried to be. I leave the educational stuff up to the other hosts on this network. They're doing a great job at it. I've done my share over the years. I see my purpose on the network and for our cause as a smoother over, a cheerleader to keep the spirit going and leave all the details and all the history to you folks. You could say it's an easy way out. Well, I've done my share of that. I think in my last 10 years or so, I just want to sew the nice white quilt, keep it nice and sewed up nicely. But yes, I said last week, how your investigative team with Nick and Sinead, your investigative teams and your interviewing skills with Kyle Hunt and Sean as a technician, it's all here. It's taken years of fine-tuning to have gathered in one place some great spokespeople, male and female. Absolutely fantastic. And I say that as a result of years and years of watching and helping and trying this way, that way, whatever way. The route that Renegade Broadcasting is on, and with Kyle Hunt's alternative Renegade Tribune, it's on the path to success, that's for sure. Just keep on the same route. Now, I think it'd be a good idea for everyone to have contact numbers besides just through Renegade Broadcasting, just in case there's another severe attack, which Kyle and Sean will overcome if it comes again, and it will down the road. But we should all have our networking contact points written in a book somewhere so that if there's another week where the network is sabotaged, no one needs to panic, because with good, skilled people, we'll come back each and every time. Well, I'm even saying we now, my third week. White, bright, and beautiful. I got the slogan right on my file folder sitting up here. When stuck for words, you can't beat the white, bright, and beautiful. The power of suggestion. Okay. We have talked about Calgary being the best underground, the van plan. We talked about the young fellows at the Dominion Lounge. I wonder what else I could add about them. No, I pretty well covered it with them. I'd love to get them on fresh, especially as they're fresh to a network, a networking. Sure, they were sympathetic. That's obvious. That's the other thing. Picks this boy's heart up. I could croak tomorrow with a smile on my face knowing that there are people out there. Look at that. At 22 years of age, through the modern school systems and everything, and they still are loyal to their race. So all of the brain dirtying, not brainwashing, we'll do the brainwashing. We'll wash the dirt out of the brains that the multicult bastards have put in there, whether it's Jews who promote pornography. And we'll let Ezra Levant flush out the liberal Jews, being a Jew himself. He's got quite a job for himself. Let him do some of that work. And then you people are doing the educating. I just can't listen to all the shows because they get me so wrapped up. It affects me. I guess it does. I got a right arm twitch from it all. But hey, we all do the best we can. And Shanine was saying that she'll get back on live when she can, but she's got a lot of obligations. Of course she has obligations with a family, part-time work. There's no need to apologize. Having guts enough to show yourself on this network, there's the guts right there. So that's pretty well it for Canada. Up front, I just talk about what I consider the best. So who the hell am I to judge? Well, it's up to you if you can judge the sincerity of my voice. I like to be a floating judge, all right. Who's the best? Who's the cream of our crop? But the best underground is Calgary. The van plan, I think, is the best plan to get some excitement going. Hit and run van plan. So now we can move on to where the station is located in the United States of America with the fan base of the Confederate States of America. I do miss Dr. John that used to call in a couple of years ago. Like I say, I was first introduced to the network here a couple of years ago. I found it. Well, then the medical problem hit, so I missed for a year. But I do recall Dr. John and his great talks about a white community and different ways of pronouncing our cause and not to pronounce the cause. He was very good. So if you're listening, good Dr. John, do call in and inspire some more people. You certainly inspired me. Now, what else we got for America? On the negative side, you've got the American Freedom Party watering down Kyle Hunt's terrific message, diversity is white genocide. So the American Freedom Party suddenly wants to water down the word genocide against white people because it sounds too harsh. It makes people a bit nervous. What a load of crap. So what, are they going to build a big tent now? Next thing you know, they'll be cozying up to the NPI queers. No, that was really sickening news to hear. They're trying to water that down. And the screw up over the federal election. How stupid can they look letting down their presidential candidate, Whitaker, who's good enough to put his name in and do some work for it, a lot of work and so on. And then they're promoting Trump and letting their own candidate down. I mean, how stupid can you be? I never thought I'd be introducing negativity, but sometimes the stupidity just gets a bit too much and you have to speak out. And I know the other hosts are great at that. Break time.
Thinking naughty, hateful thoughts about the Jews? Do you find yourself actually wishing the gas chambers were real? Do you hate the sight of a yarmulke because it reminds you of the parasitic race that has their greedy little hands in just about everything? Well, then we have got something for you. Ask your doctor about Anti-Semitox. Anti-Semitox is a long-acting injectable lobotomy that assures you will never think those anti-Semitic thoughts ever again. May cause suicide, depersonalization, thoughts of ripping off your skin, your dick may fall off, and you may become infertile. I made the switch to Anti-Semitox. Now I don't even care if I'm a goyim slave. Thanks, Jews!
If I have got this right, we are now back on air. Got a speaker, folks. Only 74 years old, and I got a speaker. I've had a good speaker. Getting mixed up. Isn't that funny? The first two shows, I was more relaxed than today's show. I acquired a headset. I don't think I've had a headset since I was a teenager and a transistor radio. But it's working. It's working. Everything's working. I got nothing to worry about. The reason I got the big C is because of stress. I worry when I've got nothing to worry about. Now, there's an intelligent person. I worry when I have nothing to worry about. Well, personal, on the personal front, I don't have anything to worry about. Hell, I've even got a local neighbor thinks I don't cook properly for myself. She's bringing in some soup for me a couple of times a week. We're going to try and get her graduated to dinners. Okay, enough for the personal stuff. Speedy boy, that's not why people are listening in. Well, I guess you'd like to know a little bit about the people. I know the chat investigators sure like to know if anybody's trying to spoof them. I can't get over. You got the best chat room on the planet. I've scoured forums over the years, but boy, anybody tries to feed you guys horse crap gets zapped, chewed to bits and spit out. Anyway, where were we? We point out the American Freedom Party wacko. And what a letdown to Mr. Whitaker to change. I think he came up with the mantra originally, the very original creator of that mantra. I could be wrong. But anyway, we all know credit goes where it's due. So there's that funny word again. Okay, Confederate History Month. I'm no historian. I leave that to Don Advo. Basics, I'm a basics man. You give me a basic, and I'll go from there. Confederate History Month. Now, this is the American half-hour slot that I had awarded it, but so there's a neat little tie-in with Canada. I'm holding in my hands a book written by, not really an in-depth historian, thinking of a librarian or whatever, but more or less a commentator on the Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Celtic history of Toronto and area, one of our well-to-do cemeteries here for our older people before the Chinese graves started to pour in. And in one section of the cemetery, and this book is talking about some people in the cemetery who might have a bit of unusual situations in their past lives. So we're going to talk very shortly about Thomas Hunter, Plot 5, Lot 9. Hey, you chatters will like that. Beat even reads out the designation spot for your graves. Beat that one. Top that one up, chatters. Okay, Thomas Hunter. Thomas Hunter was born in Toronto. Oh, yes, and this will tie in with the Confederacy. I know I wander a lot. Thomas Hunter was born in Toronto, Ontario, Canada in 1841 and lived with his family in a small house on Tyrolly Street that was torn down for Toronto's old city hall. Old in quotes. At the age of 19, intrigued with stories of slavery and spies south of the border, Hunter decided to visit the southern states to explore the situation for himself. While he obtained work on the Calhoun Plantation, the Southerners were so kind to the lonely young Canadian that when the American Civil War erupted in 1861, Hunter decided to fight on the side of the Confederacy. Hip, hip, hooray! That was Beattie's interjection. Hunter was present at the capture of Chattanooga and Chickamauga and the Battle of Shiloh. He was eventually captured by the Union forces in 1864 and was offered his freedom if he'd agree to return to Canada and not re-enlist. After the war, he was accorded the honorary rank of Brigadier General and was subsequently presented with the prestigious Southern Cross by the Daughters of the Confederacy. I'm interjecting here for a second. I know a Daughter of the Confederacy dwells in Ohio. As a matter of fact, that same person is a delegate in the Cleveland Republican Convention. Boy, has she got some tales. So Hunter was subsequently presented with the prestigious Southern Cross by the Daughters of the Confederacy. Years later, Hunter worked with prominent Toronto City architect Edward James Lennox and was appointed Chief Clerk of Works with the awesome responsibility of supervising the construction of the city's new City Hall at the top of Bay Street. Now, I read that last line quickly. Let me tell you, the old City Hall in Toronto is a beautiful sample of old Victorian architecture. Absolutely beautiful. Sure, you could Google it. They were going to tear it down for God knows what, a parking lot or another mall, oh, God knows what. I'm proud. Yes, I was in on the saving of that building. Committees were formed. I'll never forget one architect. I was sitting halfway in the crowd, just a member of the crowd, a protest to make sure they didn't tear it down. Going back, oh, boy, going back quite a few years, maybe even 50 years ago before I got all the big smears. And I'll never forget this architect up front. Oh, his emotion, the way he said it. Oh, I'd love you all to hear his voice. Just to the effect that he got up and he stood up and he said, "The maggots will rise from the sewers and destroy everything amongst us that is truly noble and beautiful." Oh, it was powerful. So when the political creeps saw that the aristocracy was forming with the street people, they thought we better not tear this city hall down. So it's still there. It's now used by the police for police courts. When I left Toronto in 1982, it was still used for municipal purposes. I'm glad I always have these little side stories to keep the time going here. The last time I was down at the old city hall that was supervised the building by a Confederate Canadian named Hunter went down to the Confederacy, came back. Think about that. The most beautiful building practically in Canada. The supervision of its construction was a Confederate. Wow. Small world. But anyway, I had time to kill my last trip down. I think as a paralegal, I had to go for a law lecture of some kind. And I had my suit. I stayed over at my son's. I had my suit on my over my arm waiting for the bus. Because as I've said, I'll never accept a car. So I was killing time waiting for it. So I thought I'll go into Old City Hall and reminisce about the days I used to meet my uncle down here. In the good old days when it was still Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Celtic run, etc. I didn't know at the time. I was unaware it was a police building, courts and so on. So I go trotting in. And what am I in a lineup? You got to go through the searches and all the crap security to enter the building. And I thought, oh, nuts to this. I'm not going to do that. And then I remember what I was wearing. I was wearing, not a t-shirt, what would you call it, a sweatshirt or even beyond that, not quite a sweater, but intermediate. A fellow up here, before all the smears came against John Beattie, he got the darts club people the type of shirt, and at the top it said, Minden Militia, white, proud, and Canadian, with two great big rifles crossed. White, proud, and Canadian Minden Militia. So here I am going through the police or caught in the lineup with my suit over one. I thought, well, isn't that going to be marvelous when I'm entering here with the Minden Militia shirt on? Well, it wasn't really that. I sensed right away that now it's turned into a police building. So I turned around, was going to walk. Oh, two of the cops. Oh, no, sir. Come on. I said, no. I was just reminiscing, and they were looking at me suspicious, and off I went. But there's some of the fun and games you can have in traveling. But anyway, that was Hunter with the creation of that building. It's so incredible. And I'm so pleased to hear these different Confederate shows. I have to give credit for another network there with Edwards, Political Cesspool. They've done quite the commemoration for Confederation Month, Confederate History Month. It really gets me worked up. When I hear Dixie, I don't understand it. What happened with that Hunter guy and myself must have been the heir. And the Mount Pleasant Cemetery where he's buried, my mother and grandparents, most of my family's buried there too. I'm very proud of that fact, that buried in the same cemetery as Thomas Hunter, the Confederate. As I say, when I hear Dixie, it really stirs up emotions. And all this slavery crap, as people have listened to different shows. We all know the Union big shots had slaves as well. And then the war wasn't fought over slavery. It was all economics, etc. But talk about slavery. You can do a very simple Google, Thailand slaves. The Thai food that all the sophisticated liberals love to nibble on. They have Burmese slaves. I forget what they call it now, Manyar or something. The country's name used to be Burma. And they have slaves. They grab Burmese citizens and hold them captive, and they spend their life digging up this fancy Thai fish food crap. It's right on the internet. I shoved that at some relatives. I've had no response. So there's lots of modern-day slavery. Do they play that up? Anyway, we don't care. We here at Renegade Broadcasting could care less what they say. We know what they say. It's what we say that matters. Who we are that matters. The enlargement of our clubs that matter. The enlargement of our legal undergrounds that matter. Accent the positive, deflate the negative. And we'll leave the exposés up to the chatters. The chattering class. Was that an insult? No, not meant to be. I'm just having fun. So where are we at now? Okay. I'll stick my neck out with the legacy of Dr. Pierce. All of his life's work ending up in the 400 acres in West Virginia. And the success he had with the National Alliance. Some people say, well, he should have designated proper people to carry on for him. Well, it's pretty hard when you're dead to control things, isn't it? But I, for one, I'm with the National Alliance Reform Group, which includes Dr. Pierce's brother, Sandor. I don't know much about Jim Ring, but I like his writings. And Randall is in there as well. And they're on a legal basis. They're proving to the courts that the other characters involved are nothing but looters. And they don't have the white man at heart, just a bunch of dingbats. And I truly believe that the National Alliance Reform Group are going to win out in the court system. Not every single court is rigged to the hilt. Yes, lots of them are, but I'm sure Don Advo would agree that there's still some, hopefully, some justice out there in the court system. It's interesting to follow that court activity. It's too bad it had to come to that, a fight. But what's the point in Dr. Pierce's legacy being turned over to a bunch of weirdos? So there's still hope there, that's for sure. So that's out on the ground. That's out on the material assets area. Renegade Broadcasting is in the spiritual area. Surely, what's that gal's name on your network? Urban Jungle Girl. Regardless of her attitude or strong attitude on religious matters against her four, she too has a soul. And it's our white souls that are going to revive our peoples. Revive our peoples, but not in a sweet, nice way. The revival will be in the way of the Vikings. Throughout history, when the white man has been pushed against the wall, he takes action. The internet has been the tool that has given us the networking to formulate a legal underground, all for self-defense, of course. If I was a third worlder or a multicultural promoter, I'd start thinking about maybe booking a one-way ticket to Africa, land of the ancestry, and the liberal whites who love them so much could go over there and help them out. They need help in Africa. So why don't all you liberals be good? Don't just go over for a short spell. Why go over for a career? I'm sure they'll look after you and accommodate you. Either way, if you hang around, just the atmosphere through this broadcasting network, the atmosphere of those two young people at the pub on Friday night, representative of young people in our camp, in our race, who are fed up to the teeth, and they're not going to take it any longer. Everyone has their chosen aspect. Some like to write. Some like leafleting. Some like the democratic, so-called democratic process. The beauty of 2016, there are so many choices out there. Or as Shanae said on the on a roundtable that was played introducing Dinosaur News Show tonight, her comment that do something, everyone. There's enough out there that you can pick and choose, but do something. And as I said earlier on in tonight's show, you don't have to risk your job. I have a personal friend in Toronto. He was talking too much in the lunchroom at work. I warned him. I said, you shut up and work. He didn't listen to me, and he got fired. He stirred them all up. So now he's got a good new job, but he's shutting up on the job. There's millions of whites out there to try and recruit without doing it at work. You don't stir up the hornet's nest on your own doorstep. I'm sure this is nothing new to a lot of you, but I like to reiterate it. That is for sure. And let's keep everything white, bright, and beautiful. Now, we're getting ahead of schedule here. And speaking of good old USA, the white patriot cause, John Gerhart that I've talked about, he's still active in Ohio. He still does a lot of emailing, a lot of good material that he sends out to patriots. There's John Gerhart, G-E-R-H-A-R-D-T. I should have had his email, but I don't know if he'd like it announced over the air just yet. But if you look, Google him up, there must be a way you can trace a way to get in touch with him. That's the other beautiful thing about Google. Regardless of who owns it, we make use of it. Use the users. We'll use all the modern technology they try and use to crush our people, and we turn around and boomerang and use it right back in their face. Like that Aussie song, My Boomerang Won't Come Back. Well, our boomerangs are going to come back and hit you right in the face, you multicultural bastards. So where are we at now? I think we've covered the American side of things. Trump, the Trump phenomenon. It wasn't just his Scottish golf course that Urban Jungle Girl sent out a video on showing how he crushed the little people Scotland for its golf course. It wasn't that event. It was an accumulation. Seeing him up there in the stands, greeting all the Mexicans in his fan base who were supposedly here proper, hugging everybody that there is that's here properly. Well, let's go back to Beady Boy in the first two shows. Hugging and smiling won't stop anything. Oh, yes, he's going to be tough and build a wall. He's going to back the police. Well, just before I was getting my notes ready for today on the Drudge Report, was a 16-year-old colored saint popped off in Chicago. They'll be riding over that. They have no fathers. Oh, but they're all good. They're all terrible. They have no fathers. It was enough to make them. That was it. A one-hour stand, never mind a one-night stand. It's too late to just build one wall and with a big door in it. There has to be legal undergrounds ready to defend America. And who am I, a Canadian up here? Well, I'm attached to your continent. As America goes, so goes Canada. That's for sure. That's for bloody sure. We've got to work together. Well, we are working together. Even if the network is run by the Irish. Joke, 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 joke. Well, you got Sinead and Sean and Kyle, all proud Irishmen. And you got this old bugger here. Hey, I don't like that word. This old gentleman of Scottish descent. And we're working together, as said last week. What a thrill to see the different white patriots from different nations working together. The realization, I believe Nick is of proud Italian-American heritage. We're all in this together. That's the good news. So how are we so far? Are you still with us or are you falling asleep yet? I will eventually figure out how I can read the chat room while my show is on. I have to take one step at a time. Technically, I am not a suitable candidate of technical matters. But if I could see the chat room, then you could perhaps ask me questions through the chat room down the road. I'll try and answer them. And just a reminder on guests, well, the hate laws up here are so vicious. If somebody even made a crack the wrong way and I didn't catch it quick enough, I could be charged under the hate laws up here. That's how bad it is. So I have to be cautious that way. If I get a local, I'm trying to get a local on. But it wouldn't teach you folks anything new. I consider these to be pep rallies. Odin's Day pep rallies. Just lucky for me that I was given Odin's Day for the shows. I'm very proud and honored to be a spokesperson on Odin's Day. Now, are we going to jump into Britain ahead of time? Well, we'll ad lib at the tail end. So we covered Canada, USA, Confederacy, Dixie, touched on Trump a bit. So we'll head into Britain, ancestral home for so many of your listeners. And then Ireland on the islands as well. Well, wise people. Wise peoples. W for Wales, I for Ireland, S for Scotland, E for England. My passed away wife was pissed off that E for England came last on the word wise. Well, can't rearrange the word. Wise peoples. Wales, Ireland, Scotland, England. Ancestral homelands to so many. And the National Front, one of the oldest patriotic active groups in Britain, they're actually going to have a couple of candidates in the Greater London elections coming up. So do Google National Front. I think I said the last week that the quickest way to get at them, I find, is nationalfront.info. I've had trouble getting to their webpage. And then there are so many white patriots who are voting to get out of the European Union. The British vote concerning the European Union membership is to be held on June 23rd. And it looks good for our peoples that want to get the hell out so they can all reformulate Europe in the way it used to be with Germany proud and Poland proud, Swiss pride, you name it, our individual sub-tribal roots within our overall white race. So there's a lot going on for sure in the election front. And demonstrations, I'm sure there'll be many active demonstrations April 23rd, St. George's Day. It's a day the Englishman can stand up and be proud. One group I want to signify, at least in this portion of this week's show, for their bravery. I do not like many things the Britain First group stand for. I repeat, I do not like many things they have on their agenda. But bravery, they get stars, pluses, silver cups. The Britain First people were picketing a mosque in downtown East London with many Union Jacks, surrounded by a mob of radical Muslims. There were punches thrown. The police waited in just in time and ordered the British First people to get away from the front door. They were at the front door of the mosque. So check that out on Britain First website. Google Britain First. Bravery. Oh, they got guts. Have they ever got guts? Okay. And, of course, speaking of guts, well, he wasn't facing beatings, but you've all heard of Enoch Powell, of course. Classical patriot he was. The Rivers of Blood speech when he predicted the rivers of blood like the Tiber in ancient Rome will flow in Britain. And the blood's flowing, the blood of white people all the time. The Sharia law promoters pounding up on our white patriots. They're fighting back. And they are holding meetings. They're getting hotel rooms one way or another with a key speaker all the time, Richard Edmonds. He's 1 year younger than myself. Break time, break time.
Like ours is hard to stop. Close your mind, stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well. Send these bastards back to hell.
70 years of propaganda created a public perception of Adolf Hitler as mythical as anything to be found in a Disneyland theme park. Now, thanks to the internet and Amazon self-publishing, we can finally access taboo information. This offers you opportunity to benefit from the respect of others. There is much satisfaction to be had by putting someone right and proving it. Mike Walsh, Third Reich Spin-Free Truth Books, opens up a world of previously blocked information. Especially recommended is Mike Walsh's Witness to History. Go to Amazon Books or Kindle. Check Mike Walsh Witness to History. Thank you.
This is Renegade Broadcasting.
It's so bad in Britain with the police situation that it's hitting the coppers. They can't go to work in their uniforms anymore, riding the tube, as they call it over there, for fear of being attacked like that poor soldier off his barracks and the colored gentleman cut his head off with a machete standing dripping in blood in the main streets of London. That's a fact. The police, police are not wearing their uniforms to work. How bad is it in a country when policemen are afraid to wear their uniform to work? Unbelievable. And of course, the only thing that saves the police from being charged over and over again with BS when they're performing their duties are cameras, modern equipment. So now they photograph when lunatics are waving guns and knives around, the police make sure they photograph every move they make, tape record every word they say. So that is a grace right there. However, they're still being sued. The criminal element are still covered up with sainthood by their relatives. We all know the drill, and that's why Trump can't save it all. It has to be a legal underground defense structure, legal in defense of home, property, nation, and race. It's all there is to it. There's no two ways of getting around about it. Now, with who Dinosaur News recommends in Britain as to groups? Well, National Front for sure. But only have one on our website that we promote. And the reason for that is just can't handle all the groups. There's so much. You younger patriots, you younger white solid patriots, you can absorb everything on Renegade Tribune. I can't. It's too much for me all at once. I don't know how you all do it. Keep track of everything that's going on. That's why Candor Publishing, great promoters of Old Rhodesia, that's why we promote them first. They were the first to come along and say, hey, let's hook up. And that's why I thought I'd better explain that, because some people wonder, well, why don't you promote this group, that group, in your listings? I like to keep things simple. And again, Candor, those that like good educational reading material, and yes, self-promotion here, but I am honored. A.K. Chesterton book, Facing the Abyss, which is listed on the Candor site. And just inside the jacket, this second edition is dedicated to the British Canadian patriot John Beattie. I have no intentions of croaking tomorrow, but at least I'm getting some recognition. I know I'm getting recognized right here on this radio network. I didn't have to prove my value, the fact that there were the write-ups with my past. It gave me an easy entry into the world of Renegade Broadcasting. Because, yes, I'm almost ashamed. I don't know that much about all of you. I just got the highlights. And as I said in the first show, I wanted in when I heard one particular week, it was about a month, maybe 2 months ago, Shanane and Drew were on a roll, just labeling the crap accurately. Flush the toilets. John Gerhardt in Ohio and I had a neat thing going back in the 70s. We called it the Golden Plunger Award. And plunging out the phonies in our midst was a pleasure. And once a year we dreamed of having a nice rally where the Golden Plunger was handed year to year to the best plunger. Well, I think that the chat room on RBN should get the Gold Plunger Award for 2015 past. That's for sure. It's so important to keep our area clean. As I said in last week's show, the Spartans of Thermopylae, hard enough time with only 300 fighting a massive army in a little jammed up section of some mountainous rock. If they had to watch their rears all the time, and I, as I said, I'm very proud that William Pierce got a real chuckle out of that line. Okay. We've got Enoch Powell, John Tyndall. Well-known, great patriot. And the beauty is all of these speeches are on YouTube. It's incredible, all of the wealth of information that's out there. I remember when I first started leafleting at about 21 years of age, the dead of winter. The next morning, two police officers in plain clothes pounded on the door at 6 a.m. Are you handing out these leaflets? And they were harmless leaflets. But we were the first to do it, and it shocked them that the chaos was everywhere. And in those days, Toronto was white, bright, and beautiful. But we youngsters could smell, with the help of Alex Christensen, the man that revitalized Odinism, we handed out leaflets. We didn't have all this backbone to prove points right away, historical data. Boy, the click of Google and you can bring up anyone to prove your points. But then do we need to prove points? I like to say, let's gather in the sheaves. Keep fine-tuning this radio network and the sheaves will be gathered into as the crop. Dr. John. There's terrific people out there. We've just got to keep building and building and building. And they've got to come back to the fold on a regular basis. You're not forgiven to just suddenly disappear. Disappearing is not allowed. Like James Mason that wrote Siege magazine a few years ago. A terrific guy, a terrific patriot. Brilliant man with class. So he's just packed it in. It's not fair. Anyway, I will tell the world out there, some very few may know it, but all of his papers to do with Rockwell, Commander Rockwell and Dr. Pierce and many in between, all of his papers have been accepted by the University of Kansas. So any of you researchers out there, take note. University of Kansas has the James Mason papers. The bugger even sent in some private correspondence with my name on it. I found that out through the internet. You can check out Mason papers through the internet. You'll get some quotes from Siege. All of this research availability. But again, if we could just bring back those that have gone through our schools, and I mean through people like Robert Miles and Butler and all the others before us, they're still out there. If I'm still alive, there's many of them still alive. Age has nothing to do with the value of a white patriot. The gray brigade is just as valuable as the young and attractive brigade. I'm sure you all realize that. And I know after the first show, I was impressed. There's three or four seniors, listeners to the RBN broadcast network, who got in touch with me. It's everything I could dream of, that's for sure. Okay, I've substituted the word so with okay as I stall away here. So in Britain, we've covered Enoch Powell, John Tyndall, not much covers, but just bring the names up so you can put your shoulders back and realize that not just in America or the Deep South or the the League of the South and the Confederacy. The League of the South is quite alive and well and active in America and in Britain. And as I say, in Canada, we're ashamed, but Calgary has the best legal underground there is. So back to Britain. And currently, we've got Richard Edmonds, as I referred to him a short while ago, 1 year younger than myself. He speaks at all the major meetings. He does leafleting. He does flyers. And he apparently doesn't have a right arm twitch like this boy. That's my excuse anyway. But they're out there, and then the young people are out there, and they try and go through the different groups. But there are some unforgivable sins, unforgivable in the white patriot cause. And hooking up with a queer network is one of the unforgivable sins. If you've done so much harm and damage, you linked up with some screwballs, that's unforgivable. We don't need you. Not needed. Expelled, expunged, kicked out. Now let's talk about white patriotic nations in Europe, which I'm sure listeners to Renegade Broadcasting are familiar with, the different linkings that are going on. It's fantastic. The arising is here. White, bright, and beautiful. Vikings on the move. Panama Papers. Yes, it's fantastic to expose the crooked bastards with all their money, getting caught with their pants down, hiding money in offshore accounts. I know here in Canada there was quite the to-do when Paul Martin, a big-shot liberal here a few decades ago, his ships making money from Canada, but they were all flying the Panama flag. But what's new? Cicero said it, I believe it was about, what was Cicero, 2,000 or 3,000 years ago? There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. The dishes get dirty. The dishes need washing, cleansing. We are washing the dishes. We have very strong dish detergent. So strong it makes people run for their lives. It's called revenge. Do you really think that our peoples can be pissed on, urinated on, decade after decade, to the point where the weirdos are forcing our little children into washrooms with perverts in public schools? The white world has gone mad. We've taken this all in. Well, the day of return is coming. It's called revenge, at least the Scottish revenge. I have this massive Scottish thistle plant in my little wee teeny teeny backyard. Massive! With that thistle just shining in the sun. And I just love it. You step on this, and you're going to get a thistle right up your you-know-what. Revenge is sweet. Oh, now, John, that's not nice. You should just be pleased if people change their ways. No, sorry. You multicultural bastard promoters that are out there, we're not just going to put you on trial. When you're found guilty of white genocide, you're going to be punished severely. Use your imagination. This talk of sophistication. When we're marching in the streets, it won't be sophisticated, but it's all for legal defense. Do you think we all would love to just enjoy our children? And do you think so many fathers and mothers out there lost their biological families for being a white patriot? Do you think we enjoy this? Do you think it's enjoyable? We too would like to just sit back at a cottage in the suburbs with our feet up and not have our names smeared in the newspapers, or not have to put in hours and hours and hours like Sean does, the technician that makes this network work, and Kyle organizing it and doing interviews, and then Sean and Kyle both doing their own shows as well. Well, I suppose some could say they take pleasure in fighting back. I don't take any great pleasure in it. As my dear mommy said, I was about 19. I was watching some TV crap with politicians. And I was giving criticism upon criticism upon criticism. My mom said, "Johnny, everything you say is true. But why must it be you Everything you say is true. But why must it be you? And that just clicked a reminder to somewhere in one of Commander Rockwell's books. I don't have the story 100% as he said it, but it's something like this. Paul Revere is heading out the door to warn that the British are coming. Martha is worried for him, if that was his wife's name. Let's just pretend it was. I don't even know if the guy was married. So Paul Revere is heading out the door. Martha said, where are you going, Paul? Well, I'm going to warn that the British are coming. Oh, Paul. And then Martha walks over and grabs him by the private parts. Paul, stay here with me tonight. We'll have some more fun. As Paul breaks her grip, heads out the door, turns over his shoulder and yells, Martha, there ain't no George down the street to do it. Because Martha had said, Paul, let George down the street do it. There ain't no George down the street. At least another George, even though the irony there is Commander Rockwell is George Lincoln Rockwell. He covered all bases. I love the photo that the broadcast network here, Renegade, has put up under the second show with Commander Rockwell. I'd never seen that one before, that photo. That's terrific, with him with his arm out, thrusting forward, making a point, square-jawed. He puts Daddy Warbucks to shame. Do you remember Daddy Warbucks, you older generation, in the old comic books with Little Orphan Annie? Little Orphan Annie was a redhead. Daddy Warbucks, he had the big business connections. But he did look after Little Orphan Annie, but he had a lot of suspicious connections too. We'll leave that for you corporate attackers on the other shows. So in a way, I've chosen an easy route here on my Wednesday, Odin shows. I just skim across who's doing a good job, who isn't doing a good job. But because I've gone now through my block by block here too quickly, I'll have to get scattered again. Because one thing I wanted to say about the cross-lighting big setup in July 1st, 1989 in Central Ontario's cottage country. There were no charges laid. 3 days, 167 young people ran and raving. And we had a pool, well, a natural spring-fed pond. We had tug-of-wars. We had lots. But a lot of people wondered over the years, well, how'd you get away with lighting that cross so close to the roadway? Because the whole party was tucked behind the house on 2.5 acres. We had a fire permit. I had a permit. Didn't say what kind of shrubbery I was going to be burning. That's what Robert Miles used to do. Miles of Michigan. Howell, Michigan. From the mountain. When he had his cross lightings, he notified the civic authorities that he would be performing a religious ceremony, which it was. Religion of our white race, our white heroes, the fog and the mist of our white peoples. So there's angles and there's angles. But back to America, Robert Miles, look at how he suffered. 6 years. They never proved that he blew up some empty school buses to prevent forced busing. And he was in the worst federal penitentiary in America as a middle-aged man or getting on to his senior years in Marion, Illinois, Marion Penitentiary anyway. Boy, and then when he gets out, he keeps at it. My little piddly bit for cardboard signs is, I said last week 4 months, it's actually 5 months. They sent me to 6 months, but I got out of 5 months. But it was peanuts compared to what Americans have gone through and British. The British prisons are rough. John Tyndall was thrown in over his speeches a couple of occasions. So there's that word again. That'd be too bad. I've got my somometer over here. My somometer says I've only committed this sin maybe 5 times. So we've got the heroes, those who are worthy of our praise. the other broadcasters are taking care of the creeps. Well, so with documentation and evidence. They just don't smear people for the sake of it. I've noticed that. They back it all up. They've done the investigating. They find out and flush out the hypocrites. It's all going good. It's all going good. Yes, on the other side of the coin, the most major problem we face is the outbreeding. They are outbreeding us. But the Battle of Thermopylae proved 300 Spartans or Rorke's Rift in South Africa way back. They impressed the Zulu warriors, the few holding out the British outpost. I believe it was a medical hospital. They impressed the warriors so much that they let some of the British redcoats live to be able to tell the story, because the Zulu warriors were just amazed that these few white men could hold off probably thousands upon thousands. Well, you've probably seen the movie Zulu. So we've had our heroes throughout history. And then you switch the dial to explorers. Look at, maybe we're all nuts. Who the hell wants to explore the frozen tundra? But the Thompson Rivers in northwestern Canada, the frontiers in America heading through the Western Plains. There's something that drives us on. What drives us on? Maybe we are nuts. Shouldn't joke like that. It just gets back to the soul. The soul drives us forward for the goodness of our families, our peoples, our history, our ancestry, and the future for our white children. And if you ain't got a soul, brother or sister, you're nobody. You may rot. If drugs bring you down, hopefully you've got a bitch of soul in there that can bring you back up. Robert Miles was ruthless in that regard. Reverend Miles said, if they want to take drugs and that's stupid and they want to kill themselves, then that's their problem. Pretty rough. You could give sympathy. Do we have time to offer sympathy to everyone who's damaged goods? I've tried. I wasted a lot of hours and took great risks because, you know, druggies can turn against you and call the cops on you for no reason at all. I tried, but if you get dragged down, how far do you try? I even escorted one person to Alcoholics Anonymous a few times. I talked to other people about it. As they said, you don't kick a person when they're down. But how far do you get dragged down with them? It's a hard dilemma. Well, let your conscience be your guide, I suppose, is the best answer there. Okay. So now we're going to spend the last bit in an overall review, mainly because I've got no backup here. I like to just cover what we're going to do is just keep going forward with our good people. And we talked about in Canada, our van plan. We talked about Calgary having the best legal underground there is in Canada. We talked about yours truly being popular in the Dominion with the young crowd. And again, not to praise myself at all in the slightest. I'm only a label on the soap. I'm a label on the white bars of soap. That's all. I'm proud of that. So we covered that. We covered the great cross-lighting. And on John Beattie's personal Facebook, which you can reach through the website, there's a more detailed description under highlights. Life, I don't, what do they call that on your Facebook? Life's experiences, highlights. So we go into more detail. And that was probably the proudest event that I'd ever been involved in. I know I'm wandering. I just kind of keep all the balls on the pool table here. And then we want you back on here, Dr. John. You're too valuable to just spend all your life growing lettuce and cabbage. You get your voice back on here and keep us all stirred up. We touched on the stupidity of the American Freedom Party. Be nice if they just bit the dust and stopped wasting airwaves. League of the South doing great work. Google them to get their contact address. If that's your approach. I'm sure there's many things you could do to volunteer to assist Kyle with the networking. Maybe email him and offer your services in some way. And we all know of Don Advil, the lawyer, the white advocate. He's out there. We've discussed the Confederacy. It's such an emotional thing to think of all those people. And the political cesspool they were talking about, Old Miss, the university down there. Every student in the university body enlisted in the Confederate Army. And every student died. The entire student body that volunteered died. But it won't have been in vain. It's kept the white torch, the white spirit, the white life, the white ancestry in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds. And we can pass on the history to those down the road. I can hear Don Advil chuckling now. Well, Beanie Boy, you talk about books as if they just came from trees and you got to read people. Well, we can pass down the stories without books even. It gets passed down. I give the Indians credit for that. They do pass down the stories of their ancestry. The Vikings did it. I'm always good at stalling because now I just hit the Viking and a few of you may have caught it, but a few may not have caught it. But the modern technology, I don't know, I think it was from outer space, a satellite or something, caught another development in Newfoundland. Another Viking settlement, predating the other ones that they found. So there's more proof of the Viking landings in Newfoundland, in Canada. Those Vikings got around. And you know, even if there's a lot of myths about our racial history in a lot of ways, we can still make use. We can embellish a bit when needed in warfare and legal defense. We can play up the Vikings as much as we like. They're worthy of it. If it spreads fear into the enemy camp, well, good. We need defense. Fear is a good weapon. It certainly is. And the other races are cowards. When the white man finally stands up together and marches in a form of legal defense and revenge, they'll run like hell for the nearest plane to get them back to their ancient homelands that they're so very proud of. And the liberals will send them packing with them. You preach so much for them, then why don't you go and join them while they return to their ancient homelands? Now, we should probably be another little break coming up soon. While I can figure out how we're going to get through the next half hour, I guess I will have to get a guest on here at one point. I suppose one thing about it, you get some informed guests like Kyle does and the others. It definitely helps break the two-hour stretch. I do have that problem, though, with the hate laws up here, so I have to get a careful guest. And again, because of the hate laws, it's a little bit harder to get people to volunteer to come on the radio. That's for sure, even with an alias. You still have much more freedom of speech in America. Break.
This is a public service announcement.
There is a serious problem facing our world today. People are actually believing what they see on TV and read in mainstream news. This has got to stop now. Jews own our media, and they are lying to us in order to achieve their objectives. The Holocaust, 9/11, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, the Charleston church shooting, and many more events were either Jewish false flags or hoaxes. Don't be a good goy. Get wise to the Jewish lies. Thank you.
So here we are. We're still here. I hope you're still there. I hope I haven't bored you. Can't scream and yell in the mic. I might. Who knows? I caught that last little ad that was so true about the TVs, and I really liked it. And Kyle Hunt on one of his shows was talking about getting rid of your TV, and I certainly did. I'm very proud of that. There was no TV for my little darlings till they escaped from the clutches of the dinosaur. The TV is a monster. Get rid of it. No, the internet you have to watch too, because they can get all the porn through it. It's murder. So you got to counteract when you're. I can say, as I did, that my offspring at least married their own kind. They stuck to their own kind, even though they could care less. They're not anything of a family as you people are developing to be with me, that's for sure. But one little point I might make with your young children, folks. Walks, W-A-L-K-S. And never mind planning a camping weekend and all the plans. And I'm just talking day to day. Every day, the family should go for a half hour walk, even if it's just around 3 blocks. Now, if you live in a black slum, that's kind of awkward. I agree. If you're in a middle class deal where it might not be so dangerous in daylight, do the walk. Do the walk. It's amazing what walking as a family, it solidifies things to the youngsters. So that is for sure. Now, swinging around here while I'm grasping for straws, perhaps of interest, I'm only trying to yap about things that might be interesting to you all, is this business of choosing your outlet for white fighting, for white defense. I grasped at a slogan of a singer when I was young. That's how ancient. Ricky Nelson's song, Garden Party. Well, I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. But the bottom line of that song, you can't please everyone, so you've got to please yourself. You can't please everyone, so you've got to please yourself. Now, does that mean being selfish? I'm talking in a white patriot perspective. There's certain little things I could maybe not agree with. Charles, an announcer here, because he explores all kinds of phenomenon. It's too hard on me to delve into the all kinds of phenomenon. I like to just, I'm a skimmer. I just want to skim the highlights of the best of our peoples to inspire others. And yes, flattery and butter, strawberry jam. An analogy I use is election time. I mean, I got to give Trump credit when he's like, we're a winner, even when he might be losing, but we're winners. Well, you got Lyndon Johnson, I'm going to give you all a big bowl of candy. And you got Barry Goldwater, I'm going to blow everybody up. Who are you going to vote for? So they lie like troopers. The whole system reeks. Of course it does. We wouldn't even be doing these broadcasts if everything was okay. Goes right back to that first pamphlet that I was handed. Who is tampering with the soul of America? If things were wrong, I wouldn't have a problem at all. I wouldn't have that desire to read it out, but I could sense it coming. So why are we chosen? I don't know what Urban Jungle Girl would say. I like to think we were chosen because we're special. Shanane and Kyle and Sean and everybody on the network. Particularly Nick. Nick could be the policeman of the whole network. He's very thorough in his descriptions, very, very confident, very reassuring. I wouldn't want to be on his bad side, that's for sure. And speaking of praise and butter, I do thank the comments, the commentators. I've had a few seniors who have been in touch who do listen to the shows. And it's really an uplift. So again, I'm going full circle with tonight's show. The gray-haired brigade is just as valuable as the young brigade, as the sons of Odin are blocking the migrants heading into Finland. You old-timers, I want to put some of you to shame. Maybe you listen to this for the first time. But if you have a pension, you know your mortgage is covered, you know the nursing home's going to be covered, and you've still got some extra. Don't wait till you pass away to leave it to a patriot organization, a white patriot organization. Do it while you're alive. Because the system has ways of screwing up wills. And they do it all the time. So if you're going to leave something, for goodness sake, do it now while you're alive. Do it as a gift. That way you'll know that the white patriot of your choice receive the funds. Funds are the ammunition to carry on. But I know it's almost disheartening when everywhere you click, the first thing that hits your face is donate. Well, that's because people are on the front lines who have young families. It's a hard road to hoe. I don't like to cry, but I guess I am. Help out more if you can. It sounds as if everything's staying afloat. But we don't want any personal problems to interfere with any of the great spokespeople on this network. So the pass the ammunition, the legal monetary ammunition. And as the other networks say too, maybe you don't like PayPal. I've never heard of any donations being lost through the mail, ever. If you have a mailing address for old-fashioned mail for anyone on the network, then use it. I've never, ever heard of a dime being lost. Just cover the bills with a bit of paper, seal the envelope well, and it arrives. So we're still wandering. I haven't been able to come up with anything fresh and new for Australia. So I'll go back to last week's show, Dr. Deke, the surgeon. He put out a great little newsletter called News and Views. And I suppose in future shows I could get out some of the old spear heads and read a paragraph or two, not chapter after chapter, just a paragraph or two. I think that's what I will do. And Nick Maine, some of his writings. He was a great justice of the peace. And we've got my cat meowing in the background. He figures it's time. I'm past my bedtime. I couldn't figure out a good name for the cat, something unique, so I ended up with a name like Sambo. So visitors get a kick out of that when I ask Sambo if he's being good. But he's a good cat. In the human world, there'd be some good black cats who preach to their own peoples to have a family structure, a family unit. To couples who want to get frisky but don't want a family unit, then to hell with it. You got to wait. Shanane was going very good in her show the other night on that aspect. Anyway, I'm not going to worry about them. It's their problem. because when the day of reckoning comes, I wouldn't want to be other than white. And the day of reckoning isn't that far around the corner. The internet saved us. The communication, as I say, handing out leaflets on your own with my young wife and a friend way back 50 years ago. A few little leaflets drew the police attention that quickly. A few little leaflets. Then they visited the printer and all the harassment. Now it's too late. The white genie is out of the bottle in the form of the internet. It's time to reflect on how fortunate our race is that the internet came along. What with all of those planning genocide against our people, Jews and Gentiles from all races planning the death of our peoples. Yes, Jews are in the forefront and they brag about it. I wish there were a few more Ezra Levants out there to combat, but he's just one or two. And what was the other guy's name here in Canada? Michael Stein or Stein or something. But you sure nailed Michael Savage against the wall with his BS. Oh, yeah, it's culture and nations matter, but race doesn't matter. It's all out there, folks. We do need some more variety, that's for sure. I probably didn't get into Oriana enough in South Africa. The 25th anniversary of Oriana. Those brave South African whites 25 years ago sitting around, I remember seeing some pictures of the couples, very concerned about the history of the Boer people, their Dutch ancestry, what to do. And apparently a professor knew of an abandoned, I think it was a factory, hundreds and hundreds of miles away from all of the black cities, so they could start it up as a white self-help situation, which they did 25 years ago. Now there's 1,000 whites citizens and 300 children. The miracle is that the black president hasn't had them all crushed. He actually visited Oriana. He saw they were harmless, not bothering anybody in the middle of nowhere, self-producing. There's a video out now. I've got it linked on my Facebook, JB Facebook, on the 25th anniversary, showing them dancing in their old costumes from when the Boers first arrived. It's a miracle. Actually, I can't think of any other. The irony is in the black cities, the whites are being butchered, and here in Oriana, they're miles away from any main city. And it's a white enclave. They don't want it called an enclave. Well, there's no coloreds want to live there. Well, I suppose Japan's an enclave for the Japs, isn't it? China's an enclave for the Chinese. Oriana's an enclave for proud young Boers. And they've done it. I just pray to Odin, pray to God that they can survive. I think they should have an escape plan with helicopters. Maybe a billion of Trump's money could fly them out when they want to escape, because one day, who knows, maybe they won't be allowed to exist. But they're there. It's a great example of what white people can do when they want to. It's shocking. It's a phenomenon. I often wonder, how are white South Africans going to be rescued? Very few have escaped, business types, I guess, because they don't let you out. You're trapped in South Africa. There has to be an escape plan somehow. And I sure admire Sinead for having all the South African lady and the outlets that are still in South Africa. There are other black nations in Africa have taken in whites because they admire the white ingenuity, the white intelligence to keep their commerce going. White man is needed. But the South Africans, blacks don't seem to care. Hydro blackouts, the whole bit. But Oriana is living proof of what white people can do from scratch, from nothing, in 25 years to build this wonderful, wonderful, happy community. So let's just hope it can continue for for another 25 years and 1,000 years. Things are going to change, that's for sure. The police of the cities just cannot continue to be shot and popped off at protests and riots. And yes, they're under the cloak of liberalism, so many armed forces people. Yes, there's so many high up police authorities under the cloak of liberalism. But do you think when they get home and shut that door, they're still a liberal? There's a lot of them talking our language because they can't escape the butchery. Every day, the headlines in Chicago, Toronto, Edmonton, Alberta, New Orleans, you name it, Detroit, it's all there. It's all going on. It's not going to change. It will change when the descendants of Renegade Broadcasting and others gather together en masse, legally, to defend our peoples. And that day is not that far off. The look on those two young fellows at the bar last Friday night showed me if two young fellows in one village, that means in 1,000 villages, there's 2,000 young whites. That's all we need is a few. Out of 2,000 villages, I received 214 votes, 10% of the vote. 214 votes. I better keep it accurate or I'll be misquoted. They're there with all the smears and the lies. They've softened all the smears and the lies. Even the anti-racist idiots, the one heading they had recently, a couple of months ago, they didn't even have the neo-Nazi term. They just said racist. They're trying to make it the strong word because they know it bypasses the public. The public just doesn't pay any attention anymore. There's so many labels. There's so much crap out there. It's just too much for the meathead Joe Sixpack to absorb. We want the cream. And we want the best. As Dr. William Pierce would say, we want the cream, we want the best. That doesn't mean we don't take people who have been through the streets as I have, or Sean had mentioned he'd been in the streets. You know what I'm saying. We want the cream, the best patriots there are, the white patriots, the revival. Never mind Christian tent revival. This is a white patriotic revival. And I implore all of you past patriots who think you can just sit back and ignore it all the indoctrination. You've been to Pierce's many times. You're still there. You hear this voice. Or you listen to other good speakers from this network. You're out there. Prove it. I hope these words are stirring your conscience. You were in it once. We need you. I'm not going to say we desperately need you. We're hanging on. And then when many people out there, former patriots, what do they call them? Pay for patriots, patriotards. When they smell success, then they want in on it. Oh, yeah. Hail Caesar today. But if Caesar makes a slip, out of hell with Caesar. Stab him in the back. Well, the Scottish blood in this boy, it's called revenge. I don't sleep with revenge in my mind, but it's there. And I say that you people who were fortunate enough to have met Robert Miles and Butler and others and you're still around, I don't think you should get off the hook easy. You were in with our people. You were loyal and worked with us as brothers and sisters one time. I don't think you should be let off the hook. Wouldn't you have a fit if I found out where you were and what city you're in and I named you on these broadcasts? I wouldn't do it because of the libel laws. Because if you're out, you could say you're out. Like one of Matt Cole's little boys, he was actually a very nice young German-American. I can't think of his name, damn it. I've tried W. Weinberg. Anyway, some of you may have heard the story. It's a true story. The FBI sent in a gorgeous-looking gal to infiltrate the gang. She fell in love with the German-American, the best guy Cole had, and he fell in love with her. So what'd they do? She quit the FBI, and he quit the National Socialist Group. They've escaped. But I don't let him off the hook. You walk in our doors, you don't walk them out easy, boy, I'll tell you. Apparently, Freemasonry, they only cut your head off if you lie, or you tell lies, or when you're done, you broadcast their secrets. Well, Beanie Boy, my attitude is, you come at our door, you're in it for life. If that makes you nervous, then bugger off. Don't want you in a legal defensive position where we're being attacked by a gang, a mob, and you run out the back door. We're gathering the salt of the earth. We're doing it. We're proving it. We're using the salt of the earth for the benefit of our future generations. If this old boy sounds bloodthirsty, well, good, I am bloodthirsty. Revenge upon the pornography kings, the bastards that are forcing little children into washrooms with weirdos and perverts. What kind of sick society have we become? Only we didn't develop it. We sat back and allowed it. It's not that far around the corner. In the meantime, we'll just keep doing the broadcasts with all the good broadcasters on the network here and tune into them. I'll enjoy reading the chat room tomorrow, but I won't get up till about 9:30 in the morning. I'll tell you that. I put my whole being into this. Sinead said on her show the other night she didn't know where I got the energy. I'd say it's more honor. I have to fulfill the 2 hours. Shot my big mouth off, so I'm going to do it. And with all the histories of our white people throughout the history of our nations, if a person can't talk for 2 hours about it, then there's something wrong somewhere. Don Advil does it for an hour every morning. He gets up on a different network really early in the morning. I believe he's done a wild card or two here, and I know he was very pleased. Maybe I could get Don Advil on as a guest sometime. Anyway, we'll just keep right on to the end of the road. And when I get some more tunes to Sean, the head honcho engineer technician, he'll be putting on a theme song for yours truly for the Dinosaur News. And one of the songs will be Harry Lauder, Sir Harry Lauder, an old Scottish folk singer, did his entertaining in the early 1900s. And the song I was raised with, my Scottish grandfather playing the fiddle in the background, Harry Lauder singing Keep Right On to the End of the Road. And that is a fact. We must keep right on to the end of the road. And we will. We'll win. No doubt in my mind. Does it have to be blood? Does there have to be blood? I don't like it. But I'll tell you what, if I was in charge, Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan would look like Bing Crosby by the time I'd be done. If my talk makes the enemy nervous, well, too bad, so what? But I'm not saying I'm going to do it, am I? I'm saying if, and that'll never happen. I'm just simply talking in riddles. I can tell you it's been a pleasure to be on here for my third show. And each week I can see I'll have to get some more slogans for next week. I have to start digging into Drudge Report or studying the chat rooms more carefully. Not having to bore you folks with a repeat. But I think each time I go around in circles, I do it in a different way. I try and keep it as white as the pure driven snow. What is that old hillbilly tune? I found her little footprints in the snow. Well, our little footprints, maybe little right now, we can tell the B'nai B'rith and AIPAC and the rest of them. Our little footprints may be small right now, but they're going to be as big as the Kumsquatch or whatever y'all call the giant. The men from the north, the little footprints in the snow are going to become massive footprints. And your multiculturals are going to run back to where they came from. And with their liberals, with a packed lunch, bologna sandwiches. So as we're winding down, I want you all to have a good week. I hope you'll take a few things in stride, but especially you young parents. Walking is incredible. Not talking about the physical exercise, the spiritualness of being together with your little kids, one, two, three, whatever you got. Make the time for that half hour walk 7 days a week. Just the kids will remember those walks when they grow up. They'll remember those walks more than they'll remember the TV or their tablets or whatever the hell they call it now, and even their cell phones. Oh, yes. No cell phones allowed on the walks. That's rule number one. And rule number two, you could talk a bit about spiritualism on your walk. You get my drift. I'm just trying to reemphasize what Sinead said the other day about keeping our units together. And I know Kyle is a young family, young offspring, and Sean and Sinead and Nick. I don't know Charles at all. Yeah. So I hope that you all have a good weekend. I can't wait to be back at you next week to rant and rave. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Well, things worth saving are worth repeating. Repeating and repeating and repeating until we get some action. And especially those that have left the field, and the harvest time needs to be gathered in the sheaves, and we want you. If I find out that there's people around that I used to know, I'll dig them out. Well, I got the same problem as that old guy in the Northwest. I need an administrator or someone to drive me around. The irony is I do have people who look after me for the rides to groceries and fuel and stuff like that. So that part's terrific. And they don't advertise it there in with the politics whatsoever. For some strange reason, they just like to help out John Beattie. Well, with their help, I'm able to be in a position to be on this fantastic Renegade Broadcasting Network along with its sister, Renegade Tribune. So take to heart and do listen to the other shows. Who's on tomorrow? This is, what is it, Thursday? I think it's Sean on tomorrow. And I haven't got the schedule right in front of me. But listen every night. I do, except not all. So that's it. Good night. May Odin bless all of you.
Okay, little Jimmy, as a 4-year-old child, I trust your judgment to make life-altering decisions about your body and gender. But where can I get some help for this?
Well, we can help. Here at the Michelle Obama Academy for Transgender Children, we will convince you and your child that gender is just a social construct. Bruce Jenner knows that just because you were born with a penis, that doesn't mean you need to be a boy. It means that you need to chop it off and get a neo-vagina. At Michelle Obama's Academy for Transgender Kids, we know the importance of chopping off genitals.
Fattas den dreivig.